Governor Cuomo is proposing to allow a private developer to build the nation's largest convention center at the Aqueduct Racetrack near JFK Airport. In turn, the state would remove the Jacob Javits Center on Manhattan's west side. The hulking glass convention hall has long been seen as a disappointment, but WNYC's Ilya Marich reports getting rid of Javits would mean dislodging a nearly $1 billion economy connected to it.
Governor Cuomo didn't use the words demolish or tear down. He just said the 18 acres the Javits Center sits on could be put to better use. Judy Rush, an exhibitor at the recent Toy Fair, disagrees.
I think that would be a travesty.
Rush is co-founder of SchoolRight, a California company that makes plastic stencils used in teaching kids good handwriting.
I love coming to New York. It's a highlight of my year to be able to come and be in the hustle and bustle of the city and go to the theater and just enjoy the city.
And spend money. Between this little booth and her hotel room and meals, Rush guesses she'll put down around $10,000. Governor Cuomo has complained Javits is outdated. A bigger hall out in Queens could attract bigger, more lucrative shows. But Locke Kwok, a puzzle maker here from Hong Kong on his first visit, is impressed with what he's seen.
I like this place. The layout is a lot better. Right, for example, in Hong Kong, they are more spacious, but they divide it into two wings. But here, one area, you get everything.
Why, Kwok wonders, would you want to tear it down?
The premise was that this was going to be economically self-sufficient, and it wasn't.
Richard Ravitch has been in and out of public life for decades as lieutenant governor, boss of the city subway system, and as a private property developer. He points out that while Javits more or less breaks even, it's never made enough money to pay back its own construction bonds. Taxpayers have had to foot the bill. And there are other problems.
I think it's a wonderfully designed space. I think it wasn't the right place to put the convention center, even though, oddly enough, I was chairman of a committee that recommended that location.
This was in 1977. New York was on the ropes economically, and the mayor at the time, Abe Beame, asked Ravitch to help him choose a site for a new convention hall that would act as a kind of stimulus.
Everybody believed then that the convention center would be a success.
With three decades hindsight, Ravitch sees two mistakes. Although Javits hosts more shows than many of its competitors, its smaller size mainly attracts lower revenue trade and consumer exhibitions. And the once desolate location Ravitch selected 34 years ago is now red-hot real estate. Today, the blocks around Javits are clogged with cranes and trucks. The 7 train is being extended to Javits's doorstep, and there's a massive new neighborhood being built above the Hudson Rail Yards. The Regional Plan Association, a think tank, believes developers would pay close to $4 billion for the land Javits now sits on. So far, there's no Facebook campaign to save Javits, and elected officials aren't rushing to its defense. But some Midtown businesses are speaking up. Kathy Duffy is with Marriott.
Our New York City Marriott hotels don't want Javits to go away.
Why? The Marriott Marquis at Times Square gets up to 20% of its group bookings from the convention center. Economic impact is hard to measure precisely, but a study by PricewaterhouseCoopers suggests visitors to Javits in 2009 spent close to $1 billion while they were here. People like Bradley Lawson and his dad Andrew, who's demonstrating a game called Make and Break. The goal is to build structures out of colored wooden blocks and then destroy them as fast as you can. Like a lot of people here, Andrew Lawson justifies the cost of the trip both by the new customers he'll meet and the fact he'll be having fun in New York City. So would he fly all the way from Australia to stay at a brand new mega convention hall near Kennedy Airport?
Sounds like it would have everything except character.
What a new convention center looks like is, of course, up to the private developer who builds it. Javits was built on the public dime. And here's an irony. Last month, New York made the final repayment on the money it borrowed to build the Javits Center in the 1980s. In effect, the state may now tear down the house after paying off the mortgage. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.